Well, hello there and welcome back. We are on our final C and our final question and engagement. Why am I so sad? Because this is it. This is probably last episode. I can't guarantee that, but thank you for staying with us. And we're going to end with commitment. And that question and engagement is very important. And as always, on any question engagement, I have Terry Murray.
Hello.
All right. Then she's always off stage. I try to get her on here. She probably doesn't. And then I have to make up something why she's not on here. And I have to put a comment in the video. You know, it's just a thing. But she's been committed to being over on the side and asking questions this entire time. I want to say thank you for staying with us for these many, many months. And for those of you who started off and said, oh, he can finish it in a couple days, I could have. But we extended it so we have one a week. I thank you for your commitment to our little experiment in the seven C's of leadership. All right, first question.
All right, as corporate environments are changing and employees are changing jobs frequently, what advice do you have for employers trying to build a strong team with committed team members?
Yeah, that's always a tough part because commitment works both ways. If it's only the employee that's going to commit to the organization and the organization doesn't commit to the employee, you have some challenges. So when you're thinking of benefits, when you're thinking of where pay lies, make sure that you're providing the opportunities for those individuals to stay, not just for the money, not just for the random benefits, but for the people. So when you're thinking of hiring, make sure you're hiring good individuals within the team and organization, not just ones that will help you get further. It's a lot easier to make sure that you're growing your business and growing the revenue side. It's a lot more difficult to actually maintain those team members once they're there. Because what you have to worry about is, will somebody lure them away? Will they miss something? And then as a leader, well, how do you engage them? We talked about the seven C's so far. All of those kind of stack up together. Follow those seven C's, because if you're not, that commitment piece, it's at the end for a reason. If you haven't demonstrated the other ones, you're not demonstrating commitment. And if you're missing that, those employees will slowly migrate to other companies. Now, as an employee, if you're looking for something that may or may not be there, make sure you share feedback kindly, because you have to follow the seven C's as well. And making sure that you have the courage to share some of your commitment with the organization, but also provide solutions. Don't just say it's on them, because you're responsible for the outcomes of your decisions and your actions. Take ownership of it and be committed to all of the seven C's that we've talked about. Excellent. Great.
Kind of related to that. So balancing commitment of your personal goals versus the company goals, how do you kind of navigate those waters?
Yeah, you know, as we've gotten older and we have two children and we have other obligations, it becomes a little bit more clear where that commitment needs to sit. And sometimes, you know, you make the choice to go with the business because that's where the bills are paid. Not having that can cause some challenges. And so when you're thinking about where you need to spend the time, think about if you didn't spend the time with your family, if you didn't spend your time getting that mental health day, what happens? What happens to your mindset? Are you able to demonstrate consistency? Are you able to demonstrate any of the other C's, especially creativity? If you're not taking the time for any other part of your life while you're in work, that creativity will suffer. So from an organization perspective, think about how much you're going to ask your team members to do and make sure that they are comfortable with the amount of commitment that they're making, and make sure that they're balanced. So if they have vacation time, don't encourage them not to take it, but make sure there's a balance. If you have an unlimited amount of vacation time, for those that are new to the business world and trying to figure out how to navigate through that, give them some ideas. You as a leader have an opportunity to guide those individuals to make good decisions. Because you have unlimited vacation time doesn't mean you take all the time off. You still have the job to do. So being committed to that is a good balance. But make sure that it's a balance and not one outweighing the other all the time. Excellent.
Okay, last question. So now that your wife was committed to doing the seven C's with you, are you going to take her on a cruise?
Well, My wife gets to go on too many cruises, so hey. I think that a cruise is probably in the near future. I just don't know when. We're probably on vacation somewhere at various points throughout this, and I'll let you in a little secret. Some of these videos are recorded a little bit earlier than they're aired. So we may have been on a cruise sometime during that. You'll see some pictures in LinkedIn to where I post the sayings and whatnot. Those are probably in there. And you'll see where the cruises happen.
That's it.
Excellent. Well, thank you again. I am very appreciative of those of you have been committed and stuck with us for all this time. Make sure that you balance your day, but also work well with the people that are around you. Many things may have happened between now and when we started. So share some of those in the comments. Share some of those out with other people. But stay committed and stay true to those seven C's. Thanks again and take care. Bye.